Kedvach, Shkayif for coming. Just a recap of what we covered last week. Basically, last week we discussed two sifim on Hilchos Mum. The groundwork for Mum, I'll repeat it. If someone finds a Mum in an item, he has the right to go back to the Meicha even after numerous years, as long as he goes back once he finds the Mum and he can claim a Mekach Tois. If subsequent to him seeing the mum, he uses the mum, so then it's Ishtamchis, blives a machila, and he can no longer claim that kaktais. And in Siftala we discussed that his remedy to recourse back to the seller is only to either take it or leave it. He can give back the item, but he has no right to renegotiate a price with the seller and say, well, if the mum defected so much, let's give me it back, a discount or whatever it is. He has no right. It's either take it or leave it. The following two sifim, we're going to discuss Mit Hashem, deals with levels and degrees of mum, what constitutes a mum, and different remedies for a mum. Let's start with Sif Hei, Simon Reish Lama Bey, Sif Hei. Ruvain Shemocha Leshimin Batim Sheyesh Loi Bir Acheres. Ruvain sold to Shimon houses that he had in another ear. The Kedem Gemar Mekach, and before they went to closing, Nichnasu Akim Bebatim Vekukaluk Tzatz Mekoimis. Goyim vandalized the house. They ruined a number of places in the house. Vishnu Aksolim, they smoked up the walls. Vakru Dalsus Habayis Vakolonis, they removed the doors and the windows. In other words, the house is no longer the house that they contracted a few months ago. And it's clearly a defect. And now Shimon the buyer would like to back out. And Reuven counters. Shakivin shehu mum oiver. Since it's a mum oiver, it's a temporary mum, it's fixable. Yenakaloi min adomim, he's willing to deduct from the sale price, kedesha yaksa bais lekat musoi, the amount that it is required to return the bais to the original specification, the yikayim ha-mekach, and with that, the mekach should be mekuyim, hadinim Reuven, the seller wins. We mentioned before that you cannot renegotiate a price. This is a whole different lumnus. Basically, what's going on over here is that Shimon found a mum, which constitutes, which is enough grounds for a bitul mekach. However, Reuven, the seller, is trying to block the buyer's claim. He's trying to block the buyer's claim for bitul mekach. What is Shimon Taina? That there is a mum mechves, the doors are missing, the windows are missing. So Reuven says, I can stop that problem by fixing it, and now we'll get back to the house the way it was supposed to be. And the halacha, the Machaber Paskin, is like Reuven. Now, this is a familiar concept which we had before, similar to Sif Aleph, that there's a Svar of the Ramban of Efshar Lahashlim, where when you sold 100 items and you only got 90, you were shortchanged, where the person claims, I want a Mekach Tois, there too, it's in Ramban's opinion, that he could block the buyer's claim and fill up the order. So too here, he could block the buyer's claim of a Mekach Tois, it's no longer grounds for Mekach Tois, because he's willing to fix it.
How long does he have to fix it?
Okay, we're gonna discuss. I think that we're gonna use what we did last time. I'll give time, Metz Hashem, for questions, either in the middle or at the end of each sif. I think it will go much better for everybody. But I'll get to that question soon. Now there are three types. The Machaber just suggested one. We're going to see the other two in the Ramah, but I would like to categorize it now. There are three types of mum oiver. There are three types of temporary mumin. The first is what the Machaber gave, and that's really the middle case, where there's something wrong with the product that I purchased, but you could fix it and bring it back to the specifications, to the item that I intended to purchase. The second type is with nothing really wrong in the item that I purchased. It's something extraneous on top of the item. And again, too, the Moich is claiming I would like to remove that outer problem, and now you have the item itself. That is a little better because there's actually nothing wrong with the Guf HaDova, which we're going to get to it as an example that Ramah is going to give. And finally, you have the other extreme where the Mum is in the Guf HaBayis, but it's so bad that it no longer, whatever this means, but it no longer resembles the bias. It no longer is the bias that I purchased. And we're going to see what the remorse said. But again, there are three cases. Well, let's start from the extremes. There's the extreme that there's really nothing wrong with the Guf HaDova, just something extraneous. Then there's this middle case of the machaber where something is wrong, but it's fixable. And then there's a third case where there's something wrong, but it's so bad that it no longer resembles the item, and maybe there you cannot even claim to fix it. And so far the machaber picked this middle case, and machaber says over there, Hadinim Ruvein. And it's meduyik in the machaber that Ruvein the seller does not have to actually fix it himself. All he has to do is yanakaloi min hadomim, he just has to deduct from the sale price, kadei sheyakza abayis lekad musay. Obviously the buyer apparently didn't pay for it yet, and he's just going to give him a discount. If he did pay him, he'll have to return the money. But either way, basically all he's doing is giving him enough money that the lokeach now could fix and bring the house back to where it was supposed to have been. And the Ramah explains the machaber. Why is this the case? Why could the seller block a bit of mekach? Hagosh harei bayis mocholoi v'adayin nikra bayis. Because he contracted to sell a house, v'adayin nikra bayis, and even in this sad state, even in this wrecked state, it's still considered a house. And therefore, when he does fix it up, we never saw it. We never saw anything different. Let's say that means the final product and the product that he purchased is the exact same thing. So we see just this device the whole time. It's not considered a new mechir. It's not considered a davar shelo b'loilav. This is the house that he intended to buy. Now the Ramah goes to the second case. V'chein mum she'enu b'guf habayis, a mum which is not actually in the guf habayis, kegoit sheyesh la'ach derech olav. Someone has the right of way onto the property, or there's a stream running over the property which is in the way and wasn't intended to be there. There too, it's actually a kosher cane, there too, mesalak hamum v'mekach kayim. There too, the seller has the right to opt to fix the mum, and the mekach will be kayim. And this is what I was talking about before, it's extraneous. Really, once the seller removes the stream, or once the seller buys back the right of way that this third party had, the house and the property, whatever was intended to be, is the exact item that they purchased, is the exact item that they contracted on. Once you remove all the problems. Now the third case is, aval, im hamum b'guf habayis, if the mum is in the guf of the house, kugoyin, she'omaloi she'yech loi koyiso sholim, that he was told that it was going to be a koyiso sholem, v'nim tzeruah, and it was found to be defective, enu yochol lufnos lekoyiso sholem. He cannot, here, the buyer is correct, and here the seller cannot say, I would like to build the wall, v'chol koyiso bezel. Let's give an example. Let's say I purchased a ranch, and the intention was that I'm going to put a second story on the ranch. And it's obvious that in order to do that, the walls of the first story have to be strong enough to hold the second story. And we understood, and that's how we contracted, that this house, the walls are strong enough to hold the second story. And it was nimsa later on that it wasn't. And now I would like to claim mekach tayis for a ranch I can't live in. I need two stories. I need a colonial. And the seller says, no, I'm willing to rebuild certain walls that will be structurally strong to hold the second floor, and the halacha is that the lokeach is right, he can claim a mekach tayis. And seemingly the reason is because here, since it was something structurally wrong with the wall, this is no longer considered a bias, whatever that means, and here you cannot claim to fix the problem. Contrast to the first case of the machaber, where there was windows missing, or smoked up walls, or doors missing, where the seller could opt to fix the house, here the seller has no right to do that. Now, what is the difference between the cases? What's considered a mum oiver where we can claim bayis macholoi v'adayin nikra bayis? This is really the ingredient that we have to figure out. What is considered the same house or the same item even after it's fixed? And what's considered something new, which the Rishonim call panim chadoshes bo elokan, something new that wasn't there all along, and therefore the seller cannot opt to fix it, which is really the last case of the Ramah, where somehow after you fix this wall, it's panim chadoshes bo elokan, it's something new, this was not what the purchase was done. Basically, what comes out of the Achronim, but it's not muskim amongst the Achronim, but basically there are two things which will prevent the seller from fixing. If it's damaged to the extent that it's not oimid to be fixed, that is considered, if you do go ahead and try to fix it, that's considered panim chadoshes b'lokan. That's considered a new house. If obviously I purchase, we'll take the extreme, I purchase a house and instead of a house there is a warehouse there, something, well that could be shnei mina, but I'm just giving the extreme. And now you want to say, well I'll custom build you a house to your liking. That That's a davar shelo ba'olam. That wasn't the house I purchased. It's not meant to be fixed like that. The case of the makaba where there were windows missing, doors missing, if you buy a house or if you had a house and the house was vandalized and the door's missing, you will fix the doors and you'll bring it back to the way you had it. So it is meant to be fixed. Then that's considered a dayanik rabbis. However, if it's damaged to the extent that it's not meant to be fixed, that's not considered a bias. Now, there's another Nakuda, and that is really the last case of the Ramah, is by the case of the wall, that it wasn't structurally suitable to build a second story, there, what am I going to do? There, even if you're going to tell me that it's Oymid Lakach, let's say, not Slav Dafka, but let's say, even there, if you're going to tell me it's Oymid Lakach, still, it will be grounds for a Mekach Tois, and the seller has no right to fix it. And the reason is because you always have to look to the item that I actually purchased and then see the final product of where it has to be. And in this case, I purchased an item which has weak walls. The only way, let's say, to get it to be strong walls, I'll have to remove the weak walls and start again. Let's say that would be the case. Or something like that. I'll have to remove the walls and build up new walls. So there, in that case, in the interim, in that process, once the walls are removed, to get to that final objective, once the walls are removed in the middle, that is no longer considered a house. You can't have a house without walls. And therefore, even though the final product is as a house, that is no longer the house that I contracted, or better yet, that's no longer the house that I actually purchased. Let me give you an example. They tushtel a case in Shabbos about Tumah v'Tayra. You could have a shoe which has two laps on the shoe. And let's say one is torn. The shoe was tummy and one is torn. So if it's fixable, so they want to say that it's still tummy. The shoe, there's halacha that if the kli loses its shame kli, it becomes torn. So if you could fix it, it's still tummy. Now, what happens if you fixed the right side of the shoe, and now the left side of the shoe becomes damaged? So normally you would say, well, if you could fix it, it could still become tummy. It's just still remain in its tummy state. The other Gemara says, no, that since the shoe, then when it became tummy initially, had two normal flaps, and when the shoe loses two flaps, that's clearly not a shoe, and that's tar. So even though in the middle of the process, you had one, you fixed it, and then you went to the other, no longer is it tummy, it's tar now, because throughout, from came from the beginning to where it's now, it's Panam Kadosh's Baldokan. And on that halacha is where the Rimagash, this is coming from Rimagash and the Tshuva Zaraj, there's where they came out with this idea that Panam Kadosh's Baldokan is something new and is no longer the original item. Here too, if you have a wall, when you purchase it, it had a wall, a house, and you had a weak wall there, and I removed that wall to be able to build a new structurally strong wall, at that point, in the middle of the process, it became ice house, and therefore, you cannot use the concept of bayis machal of adayim nikra bayis, and therefore, that would be constitute kapanu kadosh polokan, and the seller has no right to fix that. Let me stop here for questions, because there's a concept probably people are going to have with. I think you...
Just two questions. What's
the Bnei Ra'at Eres? Well, it happened to be in Ma'aseh Chayi Kachoya, but let's say you and I, you once saw my house in New York. We now live in Lakewood, and we contracted to purchase the house in New York. And by the time we got to New York, we saw that it was vandalized. And economic, could be the same thing. I had a Din Torah about a half a year ago. The house was in Flatbush. It was an interesting case. But in a nutshell, the seller, for some reason, believed that the buyer was going to just tear down the house and build up. What were they trying to build up? I think they're trying to build up some type of a nursing home of some sort, a living old age home. And therefore, the seller told his next door neighbor, who has a handyman, he told him that he has the right to take whatever he wants. And the guy did. He took out, we had pictures, he pulled out pipes from all the walls, plumbing pipes. And they came to a Din Torah, and that was a problem because it was vandalized between the contract and the closing. The buyer then claimed that he wasn't intending to build the old age home, yet he was going to do it after he gets all his permits. It might take 2-3 years, and in the meantime, he wanted to rent it out. So now he got messed up. That was the Din Torah. But basically, it doesn't have to be in another city. It could be anywhere if it got ruined in between. That means from the intended purpose, the intended house between the contract and the closing, right, then there would be a Mekach Tais.
In the case of the Macham, according to what you're saying, that the reason why it's not a buy is, if you have a kosher and I want to just put Post to make it stronger, that's not mashmash that from the Gemara. It's like
if you can
build up the Kaisahua, not to have to take the Kaisahua down and then there's no house. It just says,
well, there have to be. He's coming from, you look inside the Chuvas, he's coming from Chuvas, that's how they did it. They used to rip down the wall, and that's.
And
right, in fact, just, correct. If you'll be able to somehow just engineerly just put another beam of some sort, another pole of some sort, and you won't have to wreck the wall.
Then
in a Hanami Lukhari, that would be still a Bais Machal of Adainik or Bais.
Who defines whether the Nekesh should be carrying or not? Is that the Machal or the
Lukhari? Okay, that's a good question. Similar to like we had in Sif Aleph, if the way it works is that the Machal is blocking the Lukhari's Taina. So therefore, if the Lukhari claims the Mekach Toys, the Machal has the option to block the Taina. If the Machal would rather let him claim the Mekach Toys and take the house back, that's fine. It's up to the Machal to decide what he wants to do.
Now, let's assume that Lekech went and got a contractor and said, I want to keep the Mecha, I want to keep the deal, I got a contract that's a $10,000 job. The Mecha then says, I can do it for three. I'm a handyman. Is it up to the Mecha or can the Lekech then say, I want to do it my way?
I believe that it was up. It would be up to the Meichan. I mean, if the Meichan, after he fixes it his way, is still not up to par, up to suit what they contracted on, then the Lekech will still have a right to claim Mekach Tois. But it's the Meichan's koyach, right, to block this tie. In fact, if you look in...
The Lashon Mechaber is Kim Shom Mo'ayver, Yolakim Nakolim in Adam. So who decides on what Adam he's Menachem?
Okay, so now let's look in the Lashon Ramah. In the Lashon Ramah, the areas where we're going to get to this problem, the Ramah says, Sheyesh Lach Aderech Olov Oyam Esamayim Averes Shom, and the Ramah says, Masalak Hemum V'Mekakayim. The Mecha removes the Ramum, and the Mecha Kaskayim. We there implies that the Mecha is actually removing the Mum, which is going to be a problem. Anyway, which we're going to get to shortly.
Which would mean that Mecham is mashma, that's up to the Lekech, not the
Mecham. Not up to the Lekech, but at least the Mecham has the right to just give the money back. The Mecham doesn't want. Now let the Mecham say, look, for $10,000, I'm not willing to make this deal work. If you want, I'm willing to fix the house and try to make it work. And if I do fix the house in a timely fashion, which we're going to get to, and it's suitable, then it's going to work. If the Mecham obviously does a cheap job, a shoddy job, then of course it's going to still be a Mecham toys. Well, that's basically what he raised as well. No, the Lekech cannot force the Mecha to fix it. There is a tshuva which is mashma that he can, but there's a raya from the Rishonim, not like that, the Ranim Psachim's Mavur, that it's up to the Mecha to decide whether he wants to fix it or not.
You can just give him the discount.
He could not even fix it at all. He could say, I'm not willing to fix it and take back the Chafetz. Means the Lekech can force. People have this notion that I can go back to the Mecha and say, look, this is the problem, fix it for me and I can force you to fix it. That's not true. The Mecha has the upper hand and the Mecha could decide if he'd like to fix it or not.
One second. That means that the Mecha can say, I'll just give you a discount and that's
it. Not a discount. Give
you money back. No. I'll take back the item and I'll return all the money.
But if he wants to block the Mekach Tois,
then according to the Mechaber, all he does is he gives enough money to the Lekech
right.
That it's capable of fixing
it. It's enough for him to just give money off to block the Mekach Tois, he doesn't have to physically fix it.
Well, that's what the Mechaber says. We're going to get to this problem in a second, but yes.
All the tefillah is on the Lekech. What about the tefillah? It's going to take his time, he's going to have to come back.
Seemingly from the Mechaber, that's the halacha, yes. But the Tircha, if I say that's not enough of a grounds of a problem, and the Tircha would be on the Lekech, seemingly from the Mechaber.
First of all, the Mechaber himself in the first case brought down a case where Upru Dalsay Sabayas. So isn't Upru Dalsay Sabayas also where, like you said before, a case when a wall is missing? I mean, you can't live in a house without a wall.
No, that's what.
You can't live in a house without a door.
Correct. That's.
If you have such a case, all you have to do is just go and close up the walls.
Correct. Correct. No, that's for sure that it's not livable. The conditions without houses, without windows and doors, the house is not livable. However, it's still something which is aimed to be fixed. And since it's aimed, one second. No, but the difference is that in a case of the Ramah, if you'll have, let's try to give a case. Let's say you'll have a case where there's just a breaking. I know someone brought a car. Let's say we had on 6th Street, a car rammed into an apartment building, and they made a hole in the wall. Okay, so there, if it was aimed to be fixed, which it is, and it was, and they did it, then in a chaname, that would be fine, and that would be the meichu could say, I'm going to fix it, and there's no longer a problem of a mum. That's fine. What I was trying to bring out a point was that in the Ramos case, it wasn't that it was lacking the wall. There was a wall there. And I had to remove that wall and build a different wall. So now when you look at the final product versus the product that I actually purchased, that I actually made the kinyan on, I see two different products. The final product doesn't resemble that product that I actually bought. It does, because calls man that it's aimed. Of course it's a new door. It's a new, something's new. It's new windows, new doors. But as long as it's aimed to be fixed, that is considered a bias, vadayinukar bias. What gives it a shame bias? If you want to know if this house is still a house when the doors are missing, you ask somebody, is this a house that people would fix to make it into a house? And if it is, then you have the Ramos thing, hare bias, mocheloi, vadayinukar bias. It's still considered a bias even without the windows and without the doors. So now when you're going to build and put in, install the doors, that's not considered a new house. It's considered the same house. It resembles enough the house that I actually bought. So therefore, the meicher will win. However, if I have a house which has one type of wall and you're going to replace it with a different type of wall, the two houses don't look alike.
I think what he means to say is that there's a difference if there's a barren wall or not barren wall. If there's a barren wall, you take it out, then you don't have the same. Then you don't have that house anymore. You know, you don't have that. No, you could fix it.
Still, it's whatever.
No, I'm saying there's a difference in the materials of buying it. But if it's a wall like this, you can move it.
You're bringing the case from Tumah Tahara, between the guys. Well, the other part is that from the time that you started to the time that you ended, there's a definite change over you. It's not the same chetz of a lot.
Correct.
Beginning it was a shoe, and at the end it's no longer.
The beginning was a shoe, and the end was a shoe. But because in the process you had to change two flaps, then the end shoe no longer resembles.
When I look at this house, that the beginning had a door, and then the doors were nekar.
No, I didn't. You see, that's the nekuda. The nekuda is that at the beginning it didn't have a door, because when I purchased the house,
it had a door.
It didn't. When I actually made the intention that it should have had a door, but the kinyan that I made on the house.
That's what I was talking about. There was no door, there
was no door. No. When I made the kinyan, there were no doors. Let me give you the case. You and I decided that you have a house, and I saw your house. You have a house in New York. And I think the house has doors, and I think the house has windows. And after the contract, but the contract is meaningless in terms of kinyonim, right? So after the contract, before the closing, before I actually made the kinyon, the doors were gone, the ishnok solim, the walls already smoked up, the doors were missing. So what did I actually buy? I bought a vandalized house. Now, in that state, in that vandalized state, is it aiming to be fixed? It is. So therefore, when you do put in the doors, whatever that's missing, you do upgrade the house to back to where you were supposed to have it, it's not considered a new house. Because from what I actually bought to what you're fixing, is it resembles one another. So that's considered a dying necrobias. My shame came by the wall. I purchased the house. It had a wall. It had a weak wall. And now you're going to remove that wall and put in a whole different wall. The two houses do not resemble one another.
At the time of the purchase, there was no door already.
Now, if you're going to tell me if there was a door and one door was taken away and now you want to change the door, I don't know if that's considered a major problem. It might or might not. I don't believe so. But if it's enough of a damage that it's that the new item is considered panim chadashos ba'olokan, then it will be a problem unless the thing wasn't there initially and it was aimed to do. That means the doors and the windows weren't there initially, and it was aimed to put in all the doors and the windows. So since it's aimed lakach, it's a dain nekrabais.
You made a stipulation that we're talking about, for example, a case when somebody bought the house as a ranch and then wants to make it into a colonial. Well, that's not the case of the Ramah.
No, I just gave you that as an example. The Ramah could be even a ranch.
It's not convenient between the two cases. In other words, where the kaisos are ruah, basher shuusha, then you can tie in the mekhtaris. You want to build a colonial on a house that I'm selling you as a ranch? I don't have to. I'm not going to.
100%. If it's something, but the case I gave was that we both knew that I needed it for colonial, and that was the house I bought. I bought it for a house. If it's part of the contract, I tell that the house.
In the contract,
right, that's what he said. It has to be a house that the walls are capable of building a second floor.
We just spoke about it between ourselves, and I never wrote it in the.
So you're going to go into a whole different thing. I'm Dad to Mesa Glara Disrael. It goes into the whole thing, what's considered a tonight, what's not considered a tonight. But leave it at that, that if it's contractually agreed upon, then it's going to be a Mekak Tais.
What's contractually agreed upon? That they were masking
that they're both moedas? At the time of the sale, either it's in writing. Either writing or verbally. Verbally is also fine.
What they write on a piece of paper has any halachic bearing?
If they agreed upon it, why not?
What do you need of it?
Sorry? If you don't need anything, if he's moide, if the not moide, so then you need the halachas of whatever it takes to get edus, whatever it is. If it's a shtark,
they're not fighting about what was. They just said he sold the house.
Correct. Everyone agrees here that they sold the house. It was supposed to. Right. And it came out without.
What type of legal thing? The legal.
In which case, he made a sale, he bought the house. No, what happened was like this. It was a time of a contract, we intended to buy a house. Okay. Then there was a time of a closing that I purchased the house. I gave you the money and then we wrote up a deed. Now I own the house. And I found out that by the time the deed came, it was already damaged. The house was vandalized. So in that case, but it... I already closed. At that point, now I want to claim Mecca Toys.
Between an interval, there was something going on.
In the interim, and something happened.
It's not that you came to the closing and you heard that.
Well, it came to the no binding. Correct. That was a nice choice because the Bidera Kol, you don't find it.
They existed
prior to the closing. Correct.
Prior to the contract.
That's not Mukha. Could be not. It's not Mukha. It's irrelevant whether it was there prior to the contract or not. The vote is that we intended that it wasn't there at the time of the closing, and it was there, so therefore it's a nekach
toys. It was supposed to closing, and now it wants to go back to be addressed.
Okay. Let me just go.
Nothing to do with the guy
reminded
that the doors are off for the last 20 years.
So what? But when I purchase a house, I expect.
Yeah, but nothing to do with the guy pulling and renting.
Correct. 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 Okay. Let's go back to a point that we have difficulty with. Is that the Mechaber says Yenakuloi min adamim. All he has to do is deduct from the sale price enough money that he's now capable of fixing it. Whereas the Ramah says a lashon mesala kamum v'mekach eskayim, which implies that the seller has to actually do it. It's a problem. There's no good teretz to this. The only suggestion I have, two suggestions, both of them are poor. One is that mesala kamum v'mekach eskayim is lavdavka, and it just means that, like the Mechaber, that the seller will give him enough money, and that's how he's being mesala kamum v'mekach eskayim. And the other suggestion is a chiddush in halacha, and that is what type of fixing is necessary. If it's a case that you have to hire poyalim to fix it, hire workers, then you'll have the halacha of the mechaber that yenakaloi min adamim, you'll give them enough money to hire the workers, and the tipol of overseeing the workers will be on the lekach. However, if the tipol involved is actually removing it yourself, and dafka, that's the case in Ramah, but if that would be the case, and it's not the shtega to hire workers, there's such a case in the Gemara like that, then maybe over there, the seller would have to do it by himself, rather than give the job, the tircha, upon the lokeach to do that. Both of them are poor suggestions. I don't really have a good thing, but at least I know the Mechaber says klar, that it's yenak aloy min adamin.
Because
the Ramah says in Sa'ach Alumla, going on the case of Derech Olav and Abbas Amayim,
there's no mammon
over
here to be given to be
menachem
from the
Derech. Might be. You might have to purchase the rights back. You might have to negotiate with this guy. It might need a work, might not need a work.
Things that are actually contracted out, not just fix it. You don't just tell someone to go fix it. He has to buy the rights. Or he has to get the town to move the...
Oh, himself does it, right? He redirects the stream. Okay, so I'm just putting in a suggestion.
Can we talk about that, that you had to check it out? If the guy that bought it didn't check it out,
if you normally check it out? Why not? Then it'll be it's a grounds for mekach toys, but now he'll have to fix it. If it falls under the category of a mamoiva, then he has the right to fix it. Let's save it for the after.
That you could say to the Mechaber, he's saying the stuff that the Mechaber is talking about, you can hire somebody to do all the work and no headaches at all. It was Amas Amayim and Derech. It's possible that the amount of money that's worth, you won't get it done at all. It's possible it won't get done at all. because the guy who has the derech, the action notes, it's only worth $10,000. I don't want to give it up at all. So that's what he's saying. The moch has to make sure the masalik to move, because it's not shad to give money for that, because you don't know. You might not be able to get it for all.
Okay, you might be touching upon the next thing. Let me say the next thing and then see if this is what you're referring to. There is a halacha. There is actually a machlekes achrayim. When the Rambam says sheyesh la'achad derek alav ayamis hamam averisham, that it's a metalik hamam v'amekakas kayim, is it biyodai? Is the seller capable? Does he know now that he's capable of buying back the rights? Typically, if someone else has the rights, it's not biyad hamaycha to buy back. He might negotiate and work out, and probably he'll be able to buy it for the right price. But it's not completely in his control to do. And there's a machlokes achrayim, the Sham Mishpat with the Ulam HaMishpat, whether in order to block a tainis mekachtoi, so there has to be in the total control of the mecha to do that. The Ulam HaMishpat suggests that it has to be in the total control. And if he wants to say that the Rambam is Yeshu Lacha Derech Halav, they're talking about such a case, for some reason he was in control, maybe he had the option all along to buy it back. It's going to be a difficult scenario, but that's what he suggests. And it was Nimsa that she had Nadarim. So now it's grounds for a Mekach Tois. So she runs to the Chacham, and the Chacham could be Mataha. So the Rishonim say that if it would not be Biyada to get a Hatar on this Nether, then it would still be considered a Mekach Tois, even if at the end she does secure a Hatar for her Nether. Because at the time that the Baal noticed this problem, which was grounds for a Mekach Tois, she was not capable of 100% capable of being Masalikit, so therefore it's going to still be a Mekach Tois. That's what the Shitas HaTaisis and the Rosh say. Other Rishonim say no, that if she ends up getting the Hetah, then the Kedushin is Chal. But I believe that the reason why the other Rishonim hold that in that case the Kedushin is Chal, even though it was not Biyada at the time that the Neder, the time the problem was noticed, is because Chalkim is Eker and Neder. That's how it works. So it came out after, at the end, when she secured a head, it came out l'mafrei, she never had this nether to begin with. So if she never had the nether to begin with, so right that the kedushin is going to be chal. But if you have a case that at the time of the sale there was a problem, and you cannot fix this l'mafrei, there is a real problem here, this owner has rights to your property, right of way, and it's not biyotcha to remove, then loy miboy loy taisis, it's zikha going to be a mekach tais, and you can't block it. But even the other shanim seemingly lechayr should agree that that is a mekach tais. And the Ramah, therefore, which says yesh alacha derchalav, which implies to the contrary that it's still considered a mekach eskayim, because the mecha could fix it, is going to be a problem, unless you put in the samasa here, in the kimti here, that we're talking about where the seller had this option of buying back the rights, and if he was capable of fixing it. I can suggest, though, someone in Montreal suggested the following pshat, and that is that it's talking about where the seller preempted the lokeach. He beat him to it. He already fixed the problem subsequent to the sale, but he fixed the problem before the lokeach either noticed the problem or before the lokeach put a claim on the problem. And therefore, in that case, he wanted to say that even though it wasn't biyada, but since he did it, and it's like a mavul like that in the Rishonim over there by the Nedev, she ran to the Chacham, and she was matar her nedarim before the husband knew about it, then the Kedushin would be kayim. So too by the Mekach, if the seller would do it, even though it was not biyada, but if he ran and he did it before the Lokeach noticed the problem, then the Mekach would be kayim. Okay, because tonight all the tanoim by Mekach Toys and all these type of tanoim, it doesn't work automatically. It's not like I say, if it rains tomorrow, then it should be done on these conditions. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, it should be like that, and it works automatically. All these tanoim are like the Ran say. The tanoim is that when I notice the problem, then I have the option to break the Mekach. If a Lokeach finds a mum, and for every reason he decides to keep it, because he wants to be use it, it doesn't bother him, or he's desperate, like we discussed last week, he's mishtamish with it, it's a Mechila, and then a Mekach has kaim. You don't need to make a new kinyan. It's an option that he has. So if the seller beats him to it, he fixes it before the Lokeach could claim a Mekach toys, and then the Mekach will be kaim. Okay. And if you learn like that, then we can go back to our other problem. And our other problem was, why is it a mashma mesala kamum? Why the moicha has to do it? Well, we have a simple suggestion. He had to do it because he did it, because if he wouldn't have done it, and the lekech would find out about it, it would be ready too late, because it's not the other to fix.
What's his claim?
After that, he's claiming that since at the time of the sale, it was defective, So even though subsequent to that you fixed it, but so what? But at the time there was a condition.
He's looking for a fight.
Well, maybe he changed his mind. He doesn't need the house anymore, whatever it is. But at least, you know, the dynamics, halakhically, if it's the grounds for mekatois, if it's something that a person, then it wasn't that, then there should be a mekatois. Now getting back to the question which was raised earlier about what's the time frame to fix, the Bach suggests that in a Hanami, that if your person is desperate, there's a time factor here, and he needs to get in, let's say, to the house, or he needs the product, let's say you purchase... Okay, well that's not so, yeah, but let's say the case of the Gemara was, we talk about Pesach, the case of the Gemara was that you were seicha a house that was supposed to be boduk, and you're going to a hotel and you expect the hotel is going to be clean for Pesach, was boduk, and you get in the area of Pesach and you find it's full of chametz. And now, let's say, the Gemara holds that God, a mitzvah person's willing to do. But let's say it wouldn't have been a mitzvah, and you can't live in this room unless you would be by the chametz, and you're not interested, and the seller said, okay, I'll do it next week, then obviously that's going to be a mekach tois, because you need it today. You have a lot of these cases, you'll have a case of, if you know a person's buying something. We had a case recently, a person bought a speaker for an event. You need a one-time event, he purchased a $200 speaker, and there was something defective with it, and he couldn't use it by the time the event came. That's when he tried to test it, and it wasn't working. And the following day, he goes back to the moicha, and the moicha fixed the problem, but then it's too late. Had the moicha known, obviously, the moicha knew that he needed it only for that event, and it wasn't working for that event, then it would be too late, and it would be a mekach tois. Any questions?
What happens like to those doors? You have to back order them to get the doors.
Take a week or two.
They have to have some.
So the time, it's obviously going to be nitten leini adayin. It's going to obviously be nitten leini adayin. But in the case of the house, houses are delayed by weeks easily, and by months easily. I don't think a week is going to be so drastic. But unless you know that the guy has to move in by that specific date, who knows what, then maybe he could try to claim that the time is of the essence. But what's his alternative? Not to have the house altogether? He must be not so desperate. Okay, fine. So if it's something extreme, he won't be able to collect the rent from the guy. But
if it's not extreme, to say if you delay him a week or two and ask to pay rent going into the next month, that's not extreme.
He has to pay rent.
Well, rent money back will go into Groma, which is at the end of the Simen. Which
now he's pushing you into next month. The other guy wants.
So therefore, it's a reason why this house is not suitable. In the whole picture, you're planning on living in this house for 40 years. Because you're delaying that week, therefore the house is not the product you bought?
Well, no, like you said, no,
you're looking for a way to get out.
I know, but
halakhically, you can look for a way to get out.
Yeah, but halakhically, it has to be also an acceptable way to get out, right? It has to be objective from a third person.
You're causing me right now. I have to die. I'm going to have to go.
So therefore, the house was not the house that you purchased. Therefore, the house is not suitable for you. It is suitable. Just you have a gram of oitzoyes to pay another month's rent. And who's a choifer? That we'll see at the end of the simon. But it is suitable. It has to be something that if I needed the house for 1 week, and that week, if it takes you 3 days to fix, I lost half the weeks, and it's not suitable. It has to be something real for the objective, what I need it for. If I need it for 40 years...
I'm not interested in dealing with a schlepper like you that keeps on pushing off the time of the closing
then. Well, that's normal. I think it's expected. I mean, I guess if it's unusual, then you're going to have a problem.
Does this apply to
schiris
as well?
Yes. Kaleima mekatois schiris for a mum will be similar things. Obviously, you're just going to have to apply the mum in differently. But if it's a mum for the schiris, like I mentioned, you want to rent it for a hotel for Pesach and it was full of chametz, yes, then it will apply to schiris there. It will be a mekatois. One last nekuda, a chiddush, but it's mudik in the Ramah. The last case of the Ramah is Avam. Im hamum beguf habayis, kegoin, she'omu loy she'yesh loy koyso shalem, v'nimtze ru'ua, any shalem. Why? Because it's not, whatever the reason is, it's panim chadoshes bo lakan, it's not the same house that you bought. But the Ramah is talking about, we explicitly said, she'omu loy she'yesh loy koyso shalem. At the time of the sale, he promised him that it has a good war. And it's only a problem over there because it's panim chadoshes. So let's back up a case. So the Vayis says in the Ramah that in the case of Amas HaMayim or Sheyesh Lacha Derech Olov, even if I told you Lahedya, there is no stream going over the property, and no one has the right of way over the property, and on Adai Tadokhi you purchase it, since it's fixable and it's a Mumoiva, it will not be grounds for a Mekach Tois, even though I don't fulfill the agreement that I made. I said explicitly there is no stream. Still, yeah, when I said there's no stream, we touch it up to mean that eventually there's not going to be a stream there because I'm going to remove it, I'll pay you to remove it, whatever it is, and then the Mekach will still be kind, which is a Chiddush. Any questions? Okay, let's go to the next sir. I'd rather discuss it afterwards because it's really nogea to a few other nakunas. Okay, let's go to.
Why is the advocate both from having to know that they're taking a speaker, right? Because the moiker has to know that he's one time event.
Correct. No, then it's not a mum, because normally, typically, a guy buys a speaker is for years of use. So it just didn't, it wasn't ready the first time. That look at the whole picture. The whole picture I needed for 3 years. So because it didn't work one night, therefore it wasn't what I purchased it for. Even though personally he only needed it, right? But if he didn't discuss, so the deal was done stam. All these mum, and what's a mum? A mum means when you purchase something stam, and it didn't live up to the expectations of what's supposed to be there when you purchase something stam, which we're going to see really in the next if. Normally, typically, when you buy a speaker, you need it for years of use. If it didn't work for the first time, that's not a reason. Or when you buy a house and it was a week late, that's not grounds for a Mecca
toys. Also includes that one car that I needed tomorrow. And
we don't know when it is and that week. So you'll get the week, you know, the house will be ready a week later.
Or less. Why should that be okay?
The Mecca knew about it that I needed it for this one time.
Yeah, why are you buying it? It's to rent it. Why are you buying it? You're buying it obviously because you know you need to pack it for tomorrow night. But it's somebody that you're going to use after.
No, in economy, if you have it. Let's take a case, he only needed it for a one time event, and let's say, why didn't he rent it? Yeah. Maybe there's no rentables. It's not a rentable. Let's say.
Why isn't that included? That one time that I did it tomorrow is also included.
Because I'm buying it because it's tomorrow. I'm going to use it for the rest of the
year. So then you'll have to see if a person needs it for one, let's say, tomorrow plus the remainder, let's say for 3 years, and one time it doesn't happen.
Why for the first time he plugged it in also?
Yeah, okay, but.
No. Delivered 3 weeks yesterday. I'm going to use it for 3 years. The only reason I spent the money is because I needed it down to pay something. If not, I wouldn't buy it.
So if that was obvious to the seller, if that was understood, and that was how the contract went, and in economic.
You're going to tie it back, and you're going to use it next year. You're going to use it the following year. Okay, sorry.
Well, he said that he wouldn't have purchased it. No, he said that after Pesach, he wouldn't have purchased even for the following year. It's primarily what caused him to purchase.
No, he would have waited another year to buy it. So it's used for I'm buying it today, but for my time, I'm going to use it for further.
His case, not in that exact thing. His case with that, he's going to use it for further anyways. So the merchant can say, I'm sorry, I was late.
I don't know, if a person is desperate and you know that he has a clear use out of it for a specific time frame and it wasn't ready for that time frame, in economy, it might be in that context, even though it might be used afterwards.
I need it not for this year's Pesach, but I am going to use it next year following years also.
And what happens if it didn't happen this year's Pesach? What happened now? What did he do? How did he manage this year's Pesach without it?
He needed a slicer for meat and he didn't have it.
One second, wait. Why doesn't he gain it? Let's say a slicer lasts for 3 years, 4 years. So why doesn't he gain a Pesach at the end? He'll get it the following year for four Pesach.
I could buy it next year. I could go ahead and lay out now $3,000 or something in a year in advance.
Maybe, right? In the chani. So maybe. I don't know. It'll be a call over the line. I don't know. If it's something clear, which we're going to... Let's learn it. How about this? Let's put it on hold for the next if, and then we'll have a better understanding. If we still have a problem, let's revisit it. It was prior to the closing. Let's say. This is just like last week. Last week was also a mum, which is only grounds for Mecca toys. Just the why we bring in here is that the seller doesn't even have an option to fix it. It's just in contrast to the other two cases, the Mechab and the Ramah, that you can fix it and block a Mecca toys. This last case is not considered fixable because it's considered Panam Chadosh's Baal Lakan. All right, let's go back to Tesivah. What is considered a mum? Kosh eskimo lav b'nei ha-medina shu mum. Anything that the b'nei ha-medina agree that it's considered a mum, shemakzirim boi mekakzeh, they have to agree that not just it's not l'chadchila, but they agree that it's a mum to the extent, to the degree that makzirim boi mekakzeh, that we normally do return it because of this defect, makzir, and then he has a right to return it. That is the klal gadol. Kosh eskimo lav she'enu mum. And that they agree upon is not a mum enough to return. But you cannot return it. Now it's up to you to apply it to every single case, whether it's furniture, whether it's clothing. Ela impirish, unless you explicitly state that you don't want even a minor defect, which normal people are not makbid, but I happen to be a mafunik and I'm makbid on it, and I explicitly make a contract on it. If it has this problem, it's considered a defect, then of course it's going to be a mekaktoish. Normally, typically, when a person buys something, he buys it with the understanding that it's suitable for the needs of the item, whatever is acceptable in the makam, and that whatever B'nai Medina accepted for. Now, if it's a defect that's so bad that typically a person will return it, and then it's considered a moment having the right to return it. If it's bad, but it's not typically enough to return, but l'chadchila, if I notice it, let's say that one page was crumpled in a seifa, and had I noticed it l'chadchila, maybe I would have taken the next one, it would be perfect. But one page in a seifa is nishpan of the world, it's not a problem, so that would not be considered, that would not be classified as a mum, because it's not enough, and when I would find it at home, the general public will not take the safe and now return it to the store. If it is, of course, if it's a defect so bad in the safe that it wasn't in the Hanami, but it was a case of the Deceptor mentions this case of a safer, that Swarm have these problems, and there could be other reasons why it's not a Mekaktois, but if it's typically a problem that's so bad that I would return it, that's considered a Mekaktois. Now, sorry, termites in a house. So you tell me, you have to be environment see. Typically, when a person finds that there are termites, how bad is it? Termites is a mum either, because you could spray it and remove the termites. You have to drill. So that you can get an engineer's report and find out what that is. Sometimes it's on the early stages that it didn't do any damage yet, or not serious damage, and now you could remove it. So now we'll go into the mum either, and now you go into that category of who has to do it. You hire, who has to hire the guy, but basically that's it. And therefore, to revisit your problem, if a guy needs a potato slicer for yontif, so now looking in the whole picture, if a guy has a potato slicer which is going to be fixed out, he purchased it for this yontif, but he plans on using it for 5 Pesachs in a row, and it wasn't ready for the first yontif, is it grounds, is it haskamas b'nei Medina, that it's something that if it's not going to be able to be used the first Pesach, then even though it's going to be used for 5 Pesachs thereafter, it's going to be a mekar tais?
I'm not interested in spending the money now if I don't have change for another year.
Or
it might be cheaper.
Or better models come out, or whatever it is, and economy. So then that will all be, all those things will go into the equation. And if we could establish that the Hamoinam, as Gomes B'nai Medina, would deem this as a mom, and economy would be a Mekaktais. But in absence of that, then it's not a Mekaktais.
So would we ever see in the Mahabharata that the delay in shipment is considered a
Mekaktais? That the delay?
The delay in shipment.
No, but I mentioned before that the Bach says that the fact that the seller has the right to fix it and he would like to block the claim of a Mekaktois, that's only if he's willing to fix it in a normal time frame, in a typical time frame that the Lokeh could use his item. But if he's desperate, he needs it for a certain time and you're going to fix it thereafter, then it's going to be still a Mekaktois.
That's when he's ready to move and trying to block it. Right. Asking if
you
delay
constantly
makes me.
What do you mean? If I make an order?
I ordered it for before Pesach, and the guy delivers it here.
No, that we didn't see here. I mean, people have the shiloh, they order tefillin for bar mitzvah, and it comes 3 months late. Yeah, no, that's not here.
But it is a Mekaktois.
Again, if it's Haskamas B'nai Medina, this is a cloud. If you can establish that when a person purchases, let's say, a pair of tefillin for his bar mitzvah, his son's bar mitzvah, and it's not ready on time, he would like to claim the kartois. If we could establish that, which we cannot, because Ma'ezim Mechoyim, it's not like that. But if we would be able to establish it, it would be a mekaktois. If not, what they do is they borrow a pair of tefillin for a month, and then they get a pair of tefillin late. It's standard.
In establishing something with the name Dino, that should be the way things happen. The mushroom, I send out merchandise before a certain cutoff date. If it doesn't get there by the cutoff date, my customer will send it back to me. That
establishes
what the name is.
Correct. And if it's a
tip. The customer can use the goods next year and then the following year and the following month. And the
so why is he sending it back to you?
Because he's ordering it right now for this season. He's not interested in having this much merchandise right now going into the next year.
So in that, so obviously you're talking about a retailer who needs a. Right. So then Akhram said, that means it was. So it was time sensitive. In that case, it was time sensitive. If that's right, which is like the back. Correct, but not always, like the case of tefillin, it's not like that. You have to don every single case. Correct, you have to look around, what do people normally do? Now, there's a concept of bayonah, which we're going to apply here as well. There's a concept of bayonah that even if it was pakas mishtos, you overcharged me less than the shtos, less than the six, which is not grounds for a mekaktois, and is normally a mechila. However, if I sent a shliach to do it, I sent a shliach to purchase an item from me, and he was rooked less than the shtos, then the mishaleach, the buyer, let's say, who sent the shliach, could sign on that katois, because it's not midin ono, it's midin shlichas, letkunisha datich v'lo lavase. I sent you to buy something good, and you didn't purchase the item that I wanted, or the perfect item, the perfect sale price that I wanted. We're going to discuss it when we get to ono, but let's apply it over here. The base may apply it to here. Let's say by a mum, if you'll send the shliach to purchase an item and it comes back with a minor scratch on it, which is not grounds for a mekatois, do you have a right to claim mekatois out shlichas? I sent out a shliach and he didn't do his job. When I sent out a shliach, I want him to purchase me a perfect item which has no scratches whatsoever. Sorry? But if once you've mevatel the shliach, because I know, but if the shliach messed up on his shlichus, then it's going to be a mekatois. Sorry. Well, that's not the, it's, we have a klal. It's kunisha datich v'lo la'avasi. I could tell you, I only sent you as a shliach to do a proper job and not to mess me up, and therefore you are not my shliach to do this. And if well, we're going to let's
the whole thing with shlichus that goes with
the same move. As if I bought it straight, why is it not proper when the
shliach does it? Okay, so the base may says the following: that if it is something that people do not have hakpod on, even lechatchila, they're a klal, they do not have hakpod on, even lechatchila, then even if I send a shliach, it will still be a good nekach, and I cannot claim nekach tois, because it's unlike ono that lechatchila people do have hakpod on. But vice versa, that it will be something that lechatchila people do have hakpod on. Let's say the case of a sefer, where there's one page damage, and lechatchila a person would not buy it. Had he known about it, he would not buy it. He would go up for the next sefer. But once he bought it, he wouldn't be machiach and go back to the store and make an issue out of that. So it's something that people would be makdir lechatchila, but it's not enough to be makzir. Then in that case, seemingly, if I send out a shliach, I can tell you, and it'll be a problem, and it'll be a mekach tois. Not midin mum, but midin shlichas. You're not my shliach to do this, and I'll go under the regular hagdaras of what to do when a shliach messes up. It doesn't make a difference if it's not a... he should check to make sure it's not his fault. No, shlichas always works. A shlich always works. If I send a shlich to do something, it works. But if I send a shlich to buy a Toyota and he comes back with a Taurus, you can also say the shlich should work. He messed up. He didn't buy what I wanted him to buy. Okay, so I don't want to plug it out. But yeah, the halacha is when the moicha has a problem with it, when he doesn't, if he was notified, the different sheets of rishonim, which we're going to get more berichas b'lina when we do ono. But I just want to extract to here and apply it to a case. There's a case which is doesn't have these regular klalim. I'll give you a case which I have a ma'aseh shahu here in Lakewood. There was a younger man in yeshiva who bought a pair of pants, a suit pants apparently, and he sent it with his friend to the tailor to put a hem on. And fine, he did it. It came back that it's going back like a year or two, and it came, probably 2 years, and it came back that it came back with cuffs. And the younger man was fuming. A yeshiva guy can't have cuffs. And he came fuming and he wanted to claim it's a mekach tois, and letkuni shadatich v'lo la'avasi, you weren't supposed to do this, and I don't want to pay the tailor. That was a ma'isa. This case is unique, and this case doesn't have the regular klam, and the reason why is as follows. There's a case in the Gemara by Truma. If I send a shliach to be terim from me, and there are three levels of Truma they could be terim, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, and he opts to do 1/40th because he thinks I'm a big baal tzedakah, and I'm not. Or faket, he opts to do 1/60th because he thinks I'm cheap and I wanted to give more. Now it's too late. Could I tainu letkuni shadatich v'lo la'avasi? You messed up on your shlichas. This is not the truma. This is not the type that I wanted. This is not the shlichas that I wanted. And the Gemara says he cannot. The Rishonim explain why, but the Gemara says because he could tainu la'ochi amadaticha. You gave me this decision. You didn't tell me 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. You left it open. Now that means what you did is you gave me the authority to make this decision for you. It's not like I can do one which is going to be perfect, because if I do 1/40th, it might not be good, or I do 1/60th or 1/50th. So you left me with a choice that there's no perfect solution. That means you gave me the authority by not telling me. Obviously, you left me with the authority to make that decision. And if, as long as I make the honest choice, I say, l'hochim adatich, I believe that this is what you wanted to do, then it's a kima v'shlichas, and you can't tell the tukun shadatich. So too by the case of the cuffs, if I sent him, and it's either with cuffs or without cuffs. Now some are marked with cuffs, some are marked without cuffs. So now he was left in the tailor to make this decision by himself. Well, in that situation, and the mishaleach didn't tell him what to do, so obviously he authorized him to make that decision. And since he opted to do cuffs, and he thought that this guy would want cuffs, and it never he didn't, but he cannot tie it. Couldn't try to take from the lavasi, and it's kaim, and he had to pay the tailor. Questions.
But in such a case, the shleich agrees that the shleich, even the shleich, they don't want kofs for the tailor.
So what? And he told the tailor not to put on kofs.
I don't know if he told the tailor anything, but he agrees that. He didn't say
lachim aratikah. If he doesn't say lachim aratikah, then it's a bit to
ashlichas. No, the tailor
was authorized to make a decision. Okay, was authorized to make a decision? No, the shliach should have not left the decision to the tailor. Right? The shliach at that point in time, he should have made a decision, and otherwise he should have told the tailor what to do or contacted the mishaleh. He didn't. So he was peshay for not even making the decision.
He left it.
He doesn't care.
So he left it.
Doesn't care.
I hear. Maybe.
Any. What happens if it does not move? You really wouldn't be able to tell. It's only until you start learning with the tape when you see one sheet falls out. So it's really you wouldn't be able to tell anybody. You go a few weeks later. You got.
And is it something that the person's mucked it on to return?
So we're talking about that case that you're talking about where person Chachil would be makbid on a sheet falls off.
But B'diavad he would not be makbid on.
B'diavad he wouldn't be. So, but Maise was through a shliach.
If the shliach cannot, and it's not mutal on the shliach to read, page, leaf through the sefer in a chanami, then he cannot tell him that shudatik because the shliach did what was mutal on him, what was expected of him to do. In a chanami. We're talking about, let's say the shliach messed up in a way that he could have been more careful, and if he would have been the bai himself, he would have been more careful, so therefore he messed up. It was at the kunnit shadatik.
Why does the shliach have to go back and ask the shliach, or what's your das?
In which case? By the. Let's say he wasn't reachable. Or let's say, I don't know, by truma. Why didn't, in case of truma, why didn't he go back to the mashaleh and ask? Maybe it was understood that. You gave me, you were
mishaleh. Why is that okay if you do that?
Because you. By the, your steam is advarim means you authorized me to make that decision for you, so why do I have to go back? It means you left it up to me to decide what's
it
best for you.
It was an unforeseen thing that came up now.
Sorry?
It was an unforeseen condition that came up. That normally a mishaleich would not have foreseen this. Then the mishaleich wouldn't agree to go back and ask.
Because he could not rely on the mishaleich. Correct. In such a case, if some unknown variable came up which the mishaleich didn't authorize the shliach to do, and then the chami cannot make the decision for him. And, or if he does and he messes up on the decision, it will be grounds for a mekach tois. He messed up on the shliach.
Yeah, Kaf Shaila is the same thing. He should have gone back.
I don't know. Maybe. Why didn't he tell me lechatchila whether they should be with kafs or not? Maybe the steam. It's like truma. By truma, why didn't the shliach go back to the mishaleich? Maybe it wasn't available, or maybe the steam is a drum. You left it up to me to do the best for you. So you left it up to me to do the best pair of pants. You don't have a taste for pants, for hemming, and I do. You left it up to me to decide whether you need cuffs or not. I don't know, something like that. Any other questions? What's the noyeg is, correct. What people are customary to do, like he said about returning shipments if they come late or something like that. Well, that's a shayla in all minhagim. Generally, typically, minhagim are only kaveh amongst yidden. If you have a minhag by the goyim and it doesn't apply to the yidden, it's a whole shayla, how do you apply it? With other terufim, maybe you could, which I don't want to get into now, but normally, to kaveh a minhag, you have to have a minhag amongst the Yisraelim.
There is industry standards, though.
So then it's industry standard for Yisraelim as well. All right, let's stop here.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.